Well, good afternoon again, friends. Thank you so much for joining with us today. I really appreciate those who tune in day after day, and even those who share these little messages with other people. And I know there's people in different parts of the world that listen to these devotionals, and we really appreciate you joining in. If you want to leave a comment, that's always much appreciated as well. And I do apologise that I don't get time to respond to the comments. I'm afraid of leaving somebody out, and yet if you want to drop a wee private message, you're very welcome to do that. But God bless you, friends, and thanks for joining us today. I want to speak today on a very neglected subject, just for a few moments, and yet an extremely biblical one. Something that goes completely against the grain. That subject is self-denial. Self-denial. Speaking to a brother in the Lord recently, and he was involved in a mission hall not far from where we live, and he said that many years ago there was a missionary that came and spoke in their hall, and this particular missionary had been in the mission field for a long, long time in a third world country where poverty was very much a reality. They hadn't been home on furlough for a very long time. And whenever they came back and they were speaking around the churches, somebody was talking to him and they says, well, what's the main difference between the church here in the West and in the church where you minister? And he simply said, the main difference is this. You deny yourselves absolutely nothing. And we are living in a day in the Church of Jesus Christ, in this very land, where self-denial is absolutely foreign to the thinking of many professing Christians. And yet it's an extremely biblical subject. Things like surrender, consecration, commitment, sacrifice, dedication, dependability, integrity, steadfastness, going on with God. Those are things that I think years ago Christians took for granted. If you were going to be a Christian at all and live the Christian life, those things were taken for granted. That you would give your life to Christ, you'd recognize the Lordship of Christ, you would live in obedience to Him. But see, in the day and age in which we're living, Christianity is all about self. What can I get out of it? How can I be happy? How can I be content? Where will I be blessed? What can God give for me? Whenever people are looking for a church, it's all about what will I get out of it? There's very little sense of self-sacrifice. And yet the principle of self-sacrifice is a first principle in Christianity. Dear friends, I would go as far as saying, I don't think you can be born again. I don't think you can be a true Christian. I don't think you can be saved at all without recognizing that Christianity is a life of self-sacrifice. It's not our self-sacrifice that saves us. It's Christ's sacrifice upon the cross. But if Christ sacrificed his life for our sins, it only stands to reason that if we're going to enter into newness of life, there must be the principle of self-sacrifice. Romans 12 speaks about it. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. And then the Lord Jesus Christ said these words in Matthew chapter 16. And we can't explain these away. We can't discredit them. We can't override them. These are words spoken from the very Son of God about what it actually means to live the Christian life and to be a disciple, because a disciple is simply another word for Christian. The Bible says in the book of Acts that the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. So a disciple is simply a Christian. And in Matthew chapter 16, verse number 24, the Lord Jesus Christ said unto his disciples, If any man, so it's the same rule for all, one size fits all Christianity. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Did you notice it there? If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Self-denial. Self-denial. Let him deny himself and take up his cross, sacrifice, and follow me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever preserves himself, whosoever does not deny himself, whosoever seeks to preserve his life shall lose it, be lost. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. Are you just a professing Christian? Or is self-denial a factor in your life? We live in a very self-seeking age, and sadly the church is just the same. But Jesus Christ calls us to a life of self-denial. It's difficult, it's not easy, but it's Christ's way, it's the way of the cross. If we come to the cross for forgiveness, Jesus Christ indicates that we must take up the cross in order to really find out the very essence of life and the Christian life. May God bless these words to your hearts. Thank you for joining us. See you next time.